Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us for this time of intercessory prayer.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord. If you are on this morning and you, good morning, and you have a prayer request, we want you to go ahead and share your prayer request at this time.
Good morning, Ella Manila. This is Mother Margie. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good, thank God. I just want to continue to put my children on prayer for salvation and their healing from my body, thank God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We will be praying with you.
Amen. God bless you. This is Prophetess Lacey from Seattle, Washington. Just wanted to be on the line and in the presence of God with all of you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So glad to have you this morning.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Any other prayer requests this morning?
Connie.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Continue praying for my family, my son and job, and living arrangement. Just prayer in general.
Amen. We will certainly continue to pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, if there are no more prayer requests, we're going to go ahead and get started with our time of intercessory prayer. 10 intercessors that are on the call. Can you please share your name with us this morning?
Good morning, Sharon.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Sharon.
Sharon?
Yes.
I couldn't tell if that was Sharon or Shana. I'm getting old, Sharon. Praise the Lord. My Lord Jesus. Amen. Any other intercessors on the call?
Good morning, Shana.
Good morning, Shana. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you so much for joining. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started on this morning, thanking everyone for joining us both near and far. We're going to ask that you just be in the spirit of prayer as we go before the Lord on this morning. Then, of course, you know, we're going to bring you back in at the closeout of the call. We bless the Lord for this time as we look out into our nation. And we are, as the Bible says, we are walking circumspectly and understanding the times and knowing that the days of evil, that we understand that we want to pray regarding the issues that are happening in society today, the mass murder, the unrise and continuous unrise of human trafficking and all of the ills of society today that vex us and I know vex the Spirit of God. So we want to make sure that we keep those areas in prayer. We want to continue to pray for our young people and pray for the state and the condition of the church, praying one for another, praying for the spirit of peace and the spirit of unity, praying for the Spirit of God to continue to abide with us all. Because the Bible does let us know that the Spirit of God will not always strive with man. And so we're praying and being grateful this morning on the Spirit of God that is with us and abiding with us daily and continuing with us. And we do not take for granted the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And so this morning we're going to ask that Shana would open us up, followed by Sharon, and then I will come back with the closeout again. We thank you so much for joining us for this time of intercessory prayer. Shana, please go ahead.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Father God, we come to you on this morning, God, giving you praise, God, giving you honor, God, because you alone, God, deserve the praise. God, we rise on this morning just to say good morning, Jesus. Father God, we blow kisses to you because you're worthy, God. God, because you're awesome in all of your ways. God, we invite you on this line, and we ask, oh, God, that you have your way, oh, God, that you allow the spirit of intercession to move, oh, God. God, even as we go before you in prayer, God, we ask, oh, God, that you would touch our lips, oh, God, that you would touch our tongue, oh, God. We ask, oh, God, that we be united, oh, God, with heaven on this morning, oh, God, and that we speak your word, oh, God, that we speak the mind of Christ and the heart of Christ. So, Father God, we're asking, oh, God, that you would teach us how to pray, oh, God, that you would even give us the words to say on this morning, oh, God. God, there's so much destruction in our land, oh, God. There's so many things that are going on, oh, God, that individuals are losing hope, oh, God. So we ask, oh, God, that you would renew a spirit within us, oh, God, that you would renew your spirit, Jesus, oh, God, that you would allow the spirit of God to fall on your people, oh, God, the spirit of love, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're crying out to you on this morning, God, on behalf of our nation, oh God, on behalf of our family members, oh God, that are still unsaved, oh God, God, our co-workers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we're standing in the gap for the body of Christ, oh God, asking that you move, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, move on behalf of our leaders, oh God, move on behalf of the body of Christ, oh God, God, we're crying out to you, oh God, even for restoration, oh God, that you would allow our leaders, oh God, in the body of Christ to take its rightful place in the community, oh God. God, that you would allow the voice of our leaders to be heard, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, even as we walk into the political arena, oh God, we pray, oh God, that our laws, oh God, to begin to resemble the body of Christ, oh God, to begin to resemble, oh God, that which you have commanded us to do, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we're praying, oh God, that the spirit of the living God fall fresh on us, oh God. We're praying, oh God, that the kingdom of God advances on this earth, oh God. God, that men not be persuaded, oh God, by their own agenda, oh God, but by your will, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we're crying out, oh God, for your will to be done, oh God, in this earth, yes. Oh God, as it is in heaven, oh God. God, release your spirit, oh God. Release your oil, oh God. Release yes. your covering, oh God, in the name of yes. Jesus, oh God. God, we ask, oh God, that even as you begin to unite those, oh God, in the spirit, oh God, that you begin to unite leaders, oh God, that you begin yes. to unite psalmists, oh God, that you begin to unite dancers, and flaggers, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would paint, oh God, your cross across this nation, oh God. God, yes, even Jesus. From Washington to Florida, oh God, even from New York, oh God, to California, oh God. We pray, oh God, as you begin to unite your people, oh God, God, that you would unite our mind and our emotion, oh God, that yes, you would cause Jesus. The spirit of the living God to rise within us, oh God, that you would allow us, oh God, to advance, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, let our prayers be targeted and strategic, oh God. Even, oh God, yes, when the Jesus. Psalmists play instruments, oh God, God, let those instruments play, oh God. Let their instruments play strategically and targeted, Jesus. Oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, when we wave our flags, oh God, God, let us command and change the atmosphere, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, even when we dance, oh God, God, let us dance under your authority, oh God, so that minds yes. are transformed, oh God, so that hearts are renewed, oh God. God, your word says that the spirit that's on the inside of us is greater than that spirit that's in the world, oh God. So, God, I ask that you would awaken the giants within us, oh God. God, that you would cause us to slay these things, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, even in our children, oh God, God, that you would awaken purpose and destiny, oh God, within them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that yes. you would allow yes. us, oh God, to walk together, God, to talk together, oh God, to pray together, oh God, one voice and one sound, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, oh God, that all wicked leaders be cut off, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray, oh God, the intercessors, oh God, that their eyes, oh God, be attentive, oh God, to those things that are going on, oh God. God, that you would awaken, oh God, a level of discernment, oh God, that you would allow us, oh God,
to pray, oh God, with such keenness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, the demons, oh God, begin to tremble, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would begin to dismantle, oh God, those things, oh God, that have been set over cities, oh God. God, every spirit of witchcraft, oh God, we command it, oh God, to cease, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But this morning, God, we're crying out to you, oh God. We're asking, oh God, that you don't take your spirit away from us, oh God. God, that you don't cut us off, oh God. God, that you would allow our spirits and our hearts and our minds to be renewed, oh God. That you would allow us, oh God, to stay focused on you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. That you would allow us, oh God, to hear from you, oh God. God, that you would not cause us to move to the left nor to the right, oh God, without hearing from you first, oh God. God, everything that we do, oh God, let it be under your authority, oh God. Let it be under your under the spirit of the Holy Ghost, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, every gift that you've given to us, oh God, cause us to remember, oh God, that you are the giver of gifts, oh God. God, and that everything in this earth, oh God, God, that all belongs to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, so have your way, oh God. Have your way, God, in us, oh God. Have your way through us, oh God. Have your way, oh God, for us, oh God. God, when our family, oh God, when our co-workers see us, oh God, allow the Spirit of God to exude, oh God, from our very being, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And if we walk in unforgiveness, oh God, if we walk, oh God, in disappointment, oh God. God, I pray, oh God, that you would transform our hearts, oh God. God, that you would allow us, oh God, to see each other, oh God, through your eyes, oh God. God, not through our eyes of hurt and disappointment, oh God, but God, that you would allow the spirit of love, oh God, to raise up, oh God. God, cause us to love our brothers and sisters, oh God. Cause us to love our co-workers, oh God. Cause us to love and respect our leaders, oh God. God, give us a heart and a compassion, oh God, and a thirst for souls, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in this season and in this hour, God, we don't want to miss you, oh God. God, so help us, oh God, to be more focused on the things of God. Help us to be more focused on advancing the kingdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, help us to do your will, oh God, in every way, oh God, and every day, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, help us, oh God, even in every conversation that we participate in, oh God. Let your spirit, oh God, rest in the center, oh God. God, and if there be anything, oh God, that we're connected with that is not of you, oh God, God, I ask that you would sever it at the root, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we want to do your will, oh God. God, we want to glorify your name, oh God. God, we want to magnify you and lift you up, oh God. God, because we know, oh God, that we are yours, oh God, that we are victorious in every situation, oh God, because you are the living God, oh God. You are the very essence of victory, oh God. God, so cause us to walk in your victory, oh God. Cause grace and mercy, oh God, to go before us each and every day, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we admit that we're nothing without you, oh God. We admit, oh God, that we without you, oh God, that we can't do this thing called life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, so help your people, oh God. God, help us, oh God, when we're discouraged, oh God. Help us, oh God, when we're weary, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, help us when our faith is challenged, oh God. God, us to remember, oh God, every promise that you've made to us, oh God. God, you said that we're blessed in the city, oh God. God, that we're blessed in the field, oh God. God, you said that we shall not and will not be the borrower, oh God, but we shall be the lender, oh God. God, you said that by your stripes we are healed, oh God. So every distraction, oh God, that's been sent from the pit of hell, oh God, we don't accept it, oh God. We throw it back, oh God, from that which it came from, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, cause the warrior spirit, oh God, to rise within us, oh God. Come
yes, God.
To remember, oh God, that we are yours, oh God, that we are your children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, even as the children of Israel moved across the land, oh God, when the enemy heard that they were coming, oh God, they began to walk in fear, oh God. God, so as we unite, oh God, as we remember whose we are, oh God, cause our enemies, oh God, to be scattered, oh God, cause our enemies, oh God, to not be at peace, oh God, and to not rest, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, but let us walk in your authority, oh God, and when it's all said and done, oh God, let us give you all the praise, oh God, all the honor, oh God, and it's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And we thank you this morning, oh God. And God, as we gather this morning in your precious name, we ask, oh God, that you would be with us. We come, God, gathered together individually, but God, we come collectively. And God, we cry out to you this morning because we need you like never before.
Yes,
and so,
God,
as we come, oh God, with an earnest
Jesus.
Cry and a sincere
Amen.
Prayer, oh God. We come, oh God, asking you to forgive us, your people, oh God, your creation, oh God.
Yes,
we know, oh God, that your word said that you created us in your image, oh God.
Yes,
but yet, God, when we even look at ourselves, we don't see
yes,
you,
Jesus.
Oh God. When we look across the land, we don't see you, oh God, and certainly we don't feel you. But God, we know that you are
Jesus.
With us, but we need you like never before. And so, God, we come, God, as intercessors this morning. We come, God,
Jesus.
Crying out to you, saying we need you like never before.
Yes,
we're coming,
Jesus.
God, asking you to search our hearts, oh God.
Yes,
we're asking you, oh God, to wash our filthy hands from all unrighteousness this morning. We come in, oh God, asking you to bind our mind and change it and transform it, oh God, that we may walk in the image in which you have created us to be. Oh God, we are asking you for forgiveness. We're asking you, oh God, that you would touch us, oh God, that you would, God, heal us and deliver us, oh God, that you would save us this morning, oh God. We need your salvation, oh God. We need your knowledge of truth to dwell in us, oh God. We need you to stir up everything that you put inside of us, oh God. Oh God, this morning we need to know how to love like you love, oh God. We know, oh God, if your love was in us, that we wouldn't do the things that we do as humans. And so, God, we're asking you that you would forgive us and wash us and cleanse us. And then, God, called your Spirit, oh God, to dwell in us. We need you, oh God, to open up the blinded eyes so they can see how bad we need you, oh God. There are some of us that want you right now, but God, we all need you. We need you, oh God, and we need your hand to move, oh God. We need you, oh God, and we need you to transform us, oh God, and to help us, oh God, to be who you have called us and created us to be.
Yes, Jesus.
And so, God, this morning we start with forgive us. We start, oh God, asking you that if you would allow us to represent your people, allow us, oh God, to be representatives on this morning, that you would bend your ear to us and hear us this morning, oh God. We cry out to you asking you to forgive us. Forgive us, oh God, for being your people that have taken your laws and your standards out of our life. Forgive us, oh God, for walking in our own ways and not walking in your ways, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, for us being the creation that thinks we don't need the creator. Oh, God, this morning we have so much that we need you to forgive us for.
Jesus.
Forgive us, oh, God, for taking on a mindset that one is better. Supremacy, white supremacy is better than others, oh, God. Forgive us, oh, God, for being in a place where we think that we, that money is more important than love towards each other. Forgive us, oh God, where we have become a nation and a people that will kill and take life when we're not able to even give life. For you are the giver of life this morning, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, for being a people, oh God, that have separated ourselves between races and between social status, oh God, and we think we are better than each other. God, we're asking for forgiveness. Forgive us, oh God, even those that are called by your name that may, oh God, have fallen into those things that the world has set up and those standards. God, we ask that you would forgive us, oh God, if we have prejudices in our hearts, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, if we have the differences where we think we may be better than others, oh God. Oh God, we ask for forgiveness this morning. We ask, oh God, that you would forgive us and wash us of racism, oh God, of prejudices, oh God. This morning we need you, oh God, to deal with us from the inside out this morning. We need you, oh God, that you would touch our heart and our mind, oh God, and cause us to find ourselves, oh God, back at your feet, oh God. This morning we want to be a people, oh God, that seek first your kingdom and all of your righteousness. So God, we ask that you would touch us. Touch us, oh God, even as the body of Christ first. And God, we ask that you would bring us back into right standing. Help us, oh God, to be who you have created us to be, who you have called us out to be, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would forgive us first, and then God, that you would help us as you change us and as you renew us and as you revive us and as you restore us as your body of Christ. Then God, you would help us to be the light that can shine bright and show others the way to the light. God, we pray in the name of Jesus for your moving. We praying, oh God, for your watching and for your healing and your deliverance, oh God, on your people on this morning. For God, we need you like never before. We pray this morning, oh God, for the state of the heart of man. We ask, oh God, that you would deal with us and deal with our hearts. We pray, oh God, and we confess that the way that we have become, that we are even enemies to our own self. And so, God, this morning we pray and come against the enemy, oh God, in the world, but God, we come against the enemy that lies within us, oh God. For God, we see where husbands have divorced their wives. We understand, oh God, that they are fathers and sons that don't even speak. Oh God, that they are mothers and daughters, oh God, that have estranged relationships. Oh God, that men have become lovers of men. Oh God, that they are young women, oh God, that have turned themselves and are involved with young women. Oh God, we have become a state of desperation. And so, God, we are desperate for you on this morning. We see that our politicians, oh God, who are supposed to do laws and have standards fort and your people, oh God, that they are in all kinds of corruption. Oh God, we see, oh God, where we have a president that does nothing but spew hate and division. But God, we know that you are the God that sits on the throne. And so, God, we are praying and we are pulling on you this morning, oh God, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the healer and you are our deliverer. You are the way maker, oh God. You are our strong tower. You are the one, oh God, that has everything that we need. Oh God, you are the Alpha and the Omega. You're the great I Am. And so, God, we confess this morning that you are our God. You are our deliverer. You're our healer, oh God. You're the way maker, oh God. And so we are calling on you. We need you to make a way, oh God, the way and the path of righteousness that we may be able to walk in it. Oh God, we need you, oh God, to take this hardened heart out of the man and, God, turn it the way that you choose. We need you, oh God, to change our minds, oh God, and God, to bind it to the mind of Christ. We need you, oh God, to put love back in our hearts, oh God, to give us a desire to love even our enemies. Oh God, we need you this morning. We need you like never before. We need your hand to move, oh God. We need you to stand up, oh God, and allow the world to see that you are God. We need you, oh God, to let the enemy know that all power is in your hand. God, we need you to change us and transform us, oh God, and cause us to be who you have created us to be. God, we confess we don't even like the way we are. God, we need you this morning. We need your hand. We need you, oh God. We pray, oh God, for those, oh God, that are enduring abuse, oh God. We lift them up to you, oh God. We have become a nation of abusers. We abuse each other, oh God. We abuse children. We abuse sex, oh God. God, we have become a nation of abusers, and we need you to fix us. So, God, this morning we are calling on the God that fixes. We're calling on the God, oh God, that can take what's broken and mend it back together. We're calling on the God, oh God, that can take the clay in his potter's hands, oh God, and transform and renew, oh God, and make us over again. We're calling on you, oh God, and we need you, oh God, to move. We need you, oh God, in the morning, and we need you, oh God, to cover us and protect us at night. We need you, oh God, to go before us, oh God. We need you, oh God, to heal the minds of sick people that would take the life from others, oh God. Oh, holy God, we need you this morning, and so we are calling on you. And God, in spite of all that we've gone through on this earth, we know and we serve a great God. You are still God. You are still great, and you are still holy. Now, God, we ask that you would cause us and make us holy too, so that we can reign with you forever. We thank you, oh God, for your grace and your mercy that has been with us. Now, God, be with us. Cover and protect us. Watch over us, oh God. Be the God that goes before us and the God that's with us, the God that stands behind us, oh God, and help us this day. We pray in Jesus' matchless name, holy name, the great I Am, the wonderful name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you. Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, we just bless you, God, and we thank you for this time of prayer on this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us, God, to come together collectively to call on your name. We don't take for granted, God, this opportunity, Father. Thank you, Lord, for watching over us, each and every person that's under the sound of my voice, Father. I pray today, God, that your spirit will rest upon us. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that your spirit, oh, God, will rest upon each and every home, Father. We pray this morning, God, for those, God, hallelujah, that have family members, oh, God, that are still, God, struggling with their decision, Father, to follow you, to serve you as Lord. We pray this morning, God, that you would cause, oh, God, Lord, there to be a drawing, hallelujah, for you said in your word, no man can come to me except I draw him, hallelujah, and no man knows the Father except to him to whom the Son shall reveal. And on this morning, God, we pray for the spirit of revelation. We pray this morning, God, that you would uncover your in their life. We pray this morning, I got that those, Father, that are struggling even in their identity in you, oh God, I got, God, those that are dealing with inward crisis, oh God, and decisions, oh God, of laying down matters, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we pray, Lord, that you will release a spirit of change in their minds and in their soul, oh God, and even in their hearts. Oh God, on today we thank you. God, that you would create in them a clean heart. And God, that you would renew a right spirit. God, let your spirit rest. God, let it rest on your people. God, oh God, we bless your Lord on this morning. We bless you, God. Oh, God, that your anointing, hallelujah, is resting on us. Even in our struggles, even in difficult situations, that you are the God that is equipped and able to deal with our difficulties, God, that there is nothing bigger than you. That there is nothing that you cannot do. I thank you, oh God, that your grace was designed for moments like these. God, that your mercy, it was made for these moments. Your mercy stands waiting. God, to meet us. In our imperfections. God, in the areas, oh God, where we struggle with ourselves. Thank you for mercies that are unfailing. Oh, Mando, Shekolamandia. Ah, Mekorandabo, Shamaya. Ikonanaman, Sokomandia. Ah, Mekorando, Shamaya. Oh, yes, Lord. Emanso. Ah, God, mercies that are new. Etamanso. Every day we get up, to your mercies. Ando, Shad. Ah, God, I thank you. God, for sparing us again. Thank you, oh God, God, for calling us into our rightful position. Thank you, oh God, for not leaving us where we are. Thank you, oh God, for getting in our struggles. God, for getting in the place in us, oh God, that's at war with you. God, I pray this morning for a spirit of deliverance, oh God, to rest on this line. I pray today, oh God, for a spirit of breakthrough. I thank you that you are our Redeemer, that you came to redeem.
redeem a fallen man, that you came to redeem a broken man. I pray, God, we cry out of brokenness this morning. I got every broken vessel. I got everyone that's struggling with themselves. Today we stand in intercession. I God, that you will hear the cry of their heart. I God, that you'll see their struggle. Amen. I God, see them where they're struggling within themselves. Oh God. Oh God, and we ask you, Lord God, to have mercy. Have mercy on them. Oh God, amen. And call them out of their place. God, today there are some places we need you to invade. There are some places, oh God, we need you to come into. Oh God, amen. God, amen. Oh God, amen. Oh God, amen. My God, make haste. Make haste this morning to deliver. God, that you might purge of every unclean spirit. That you might purge in this hour every ungodly desire. God, if you look at our hearts, Father, we pray today, God, for the condition of our hearts as your people. God, for there is nothing hidden from you that shall not be revealed. But Father, I thank you for mercies today, God. I thank you for the saving of souls. I thank you today, Father, we cry out. God, save us, God. Don't let us get so wrapped up in doing the things of God that our soul be lost. Father, don't let us get wrapped up in popularity. God, that we're not spending adequate time with you. God, let us fall on our face. God, let us be wrapped up in prayer. Let us be wrapped up in you. For you are the God of covenant. You are the God that keeps this word. You said if we draw nigh unto you, you will draw nigh unto us. And you will not cast aside any broken and contrite spirit. I pray for a spirit of contrition, God, to reach. Oh, God, your people, God, that we would stand in the contrite place, that we would stand broken, oh, God, crying out. God, that you would pour your oil of deliverance and healing and salvation into the spirit of your people today. Our spirit man is longing. God, for deliverance. Our spirit man is longing for salvation in this hour. Father, we want to see you move in the earth. God, too many are dying around us. Father, we're too tangled up in gossip and backbiting and backlashing on each other, God, that we're not in intercession. Father, we cry out today, forgive us. Forgive us that we don't cry out for souls anymore. God, we stand in judgment instead of God in intercession. And Father, I pray today, God, that you will restore the cry of your intercessors, that you will restore, God, your heart in the hearts of those. God, that you have called to lay between the porch and the altar. Oh, God, that you would stir up the watchmen. Oh, God, that you say that you have said that would give you no peace, oh, God, no rest until Israel becomes a praise in the earth. I thank you that there are those who understand their position. God, that they have been assigned to cry out and to cry loud, God. That they have been assigned, oh, God, to weep for Israel to reap. Oh, God, to weep for the spiritual Israel, to weep, God, for the church to weep, God. Amen. So, God, that people might come back to you. I pray, oh God, that we'll come back to the altar. I thank you for the altar this morning, the place of slaughter, the place of sacrifice, the place where we can lay it all down, every issue, every matter, and we can meet Jesus, our healer, Jesus, our deliverer. Hey, man, so called Mando Hoshama, you're not hidden from us. search. You said that we can find you when our search is right, when we're searching with all our heart. God, let our heart go on a seek today. Let our heart start to seek your will. Let our heart start to cry out after you. Let there be an earnest cry. God, a cry for the redemption, a cry for salvation, a cry for healing, a cry for restoration. Amen. So, God, that you don't leave us in the shape that we are in. Oh, God, we need you, Father, to break the spirit of, of backsliding. God, every spirit, every temptation that comes to bring us out of covenant, everything that comes to bring us out of your will, everything that comes, oh, God, to draw us out, let us recognize the voice of our adversary. Let us know, hey, tona manso, ikodamanso kodamandia, itande damanso komaya, ah, God, hey, manso kodamandia, ikodamanso kamaya, mando shamaya. Ah, God, I thank you for this time and this hour. I thank you for it this morning, hey, manso. I thank you for this time of prayer. I thank you that we can call on the name of the Lord while he may be found. I thank you that he is waiting to answer us. I thank you that the Lord is waiting on us to call. I thank you that he's waiting on us. Amen. So I encourage you this morning, those that are under sound of my voice, just right now call on his name. Call on Jesus. Just open up your mouth this morning. So if there are members in your family that need deliverance, call on Jesus. Hey, Manso, call on him this morning. Call on your deliverer. Hey, Manso, call on your healer. Hey, Manso, call on him this morning. Hey, Manso.
Glory to your holy name, Father. We bless
Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Hey, my soul. Calling this morning. Hey, my soul. Hey, my soul. I answer you if you call me. I answer you and show you great and mighty things that you don't know about. I'm waiting on your call. Hey, my soul. Call me. Hey, Tando.
Father,
may the Lord forgive you in the name of Jesus. He is uncompromising. He is the uncompromising God. Amen. So there is no compromise in him. Amen. Oh, in his glory, he will not share with another. Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
My God.
Glory.
The glory of the Lord proves us. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I hear the scripture, arise and shine, for thy light is come. Amen. And the glory of the Lord, hallelujah, has risen upon you. Arise and shine, for thy light has come. And the glory of the Lord, it is upon you, the glory of the Lord. Amen. But God just reminded me, God told me to say that when the light shines, there is something about a shining light. Amen. So could I. That when it's dark, hallelujah, you can be in a room and all kind of things can be in a room when the room is dark. Hey, come on, Sue. If somebody walks in your room and the room is dark, they can be bumping into all kinds of things. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. It can be all kinds of traps in the room and they won't even see them because the room is dark. It could have my soul. You can have all kind of stuff in your room, my God, in my soul. You can have beer bottles, beer cans. You can have drugs, everything. When the room is dark and people come in, they can't see it. And so you're still concealed. Hiya, my soul. But the Lord says, arise and shine, for thy light has come. And God says, this is the hour where the light is shining. And some of us won't know. No, it come on, so that things are out of order until we get in the light, come on, so. And God says the light will expose the places in us, and come on, saints, that people couldn't see before. It's because you're under the light, come on, so. So now, come on, so many times we don't realize because we're rejoicing for that light, but we better be in repentance for that light, come on, so. For when the light of the Lord shines, it shines, come on, say. For the men hate darkness, hallelujah, more. I mean, they love darkness more than light. Hallelujah, hallelujah, my soul. So because men's hearts are evil, but when the light of the Lord comes, it exposes and it makes known what is in us, what is on us. You got to be ready for the light when it comes. When the light of the Lord shows up, you got to be ready. You got to be ready for what he shows. So many times we go into places unprepared and we don't realize we're about to run into his light. Don't underestimate the next place you step in, because it might be the place where the light of the Lord is shining. Don't underestimate the next assignment on your life. Don't underestimate your next prayer assignment, your next preaching assignment, your next interview, your next meeting at work, because the light of the Lord might be in the room. Don't underestimate what God is doing, whatever door he's open. When you get there and the light is on, you better be ready. Because when the light shines, it removes the darkness. It exposes everything that is there. It removes the ability to conceal. It removes the ability to hide. And so what's been able to be hidden before won't be able to be hidden now, because the light is shining. My God. So arise. Get up out of where you are, so that the light will expose the glory of the Lord. So that the glory of the Lord that is in us, for we have in us, this excellency, this treasure, in these earthen vessels, that the excellency may be of him, and not of us. There is a hidden treasure. Be ready, when he shines the light on the treasure. Let the treasure be ready for the light. Let the gift be ready for the glory. Let the gift be conditioned and processed and able to withstand the heat of the light. Because the glory of the Lord is risen among us. He is in the midst of us. Oh God, and we don't want to be like Jacob said, for the Lord is in this place and I knew it not. We don't want to be those that God is in the midst and we don't know it. So arise, arise and shine for thy light. Thy light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen among you. The glory of the Lord is on you. The glory of the Lord in my soul. You spent too much time in preparation, in hiding, not to be ready at the day of exposure. My soul, my day.
Thank you, Lord.
Let him protect. which concerns you.
Jesus.
Mansukuramandia.
Jesus.
Mansukuramandia. Arise and shine for the glory of the Lord. Haya manso, arise and shine. Haya manso, this moment was created for you to shine. Manso kudama. Just be able to handle the light. Be able to handle what the light exposes. Haya manso. Ah, Kamando Shamai. Itando Namanso. Ah, Kamando Shamai.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Yes,
when it shines in your direction, will you be ready? Itando Shamai. Can you handle the exposure? Manso Kudabai. Can you handle what's coming? Jesus. Can you handle what's coming your way?
Lord,
be also ready. For the Lord cometh at a moment when we think not.
Jesus.
That next moment might be the moment. Be ever so ready. Hallelujah. Handle every assignment of the Lord with care. Never mishandle any opportunity. If God calls you into a corporate office meeting, don't mishandle the opportunity. Jesus. Oh, God. If he calls you, even into a conference meeting at your child's school, be ready, Jesus. Be ready for every opportunity. Be ready. Be ready to give an answer to every man that asks you. Be ready. Whatever he gives you to do, be ready. Take nothing lightly, not in this hour.
Yes.
Because everything reveals your heart. No more wasted opportunities. Don't waste another moment in your life. Don't waste another opportunity. Stop waiting for the big opportunity on the national platform and seize the opportunities at your workplace, in the staff meeting. Seize the opportunity to be the voice, to be the example. Seize the opportunity to be the voice at the family reunion meeting. Stop waiting for the big moments. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For whatever you do in the least of these things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He that is faithful in little is faithful also in much. But he that is unjust in little is unjust also in much. You were already judged in your little before you got your much. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
He watched how you handle what was small.
Jesus.
And he decided that he that is unjust in what is little is unjust in that which is much. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Because the little things define who you really are.
Jesus.
The little things that tell your character. We get prepared for big moments. We go all out when it's big. But the little things is who you really are.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus. My God. Hallelujah. 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 We want to know how you are. Let us give you something small. Hallelujah. See how you prepare yourself just to read a scripture. How do you prepare yourself just to, hallelujah, just to watch the children in children's church? It's going to tell me who you are. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Because
if you only prepare for the moment you preach 30 minutes, you were just waiting for a stage. Hallelujah. But if the gospel is burning in you, Jesus, and you want to see souls saved if you teach in 5-year-old children. You want to leave an impact on them that when they leave your presence, Jesus, their life is forever impacted. It's what you do in the little that determines who you really are.
Jesus. Oh,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Be ready for the light. Be ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Arise and shine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I bless him this morning. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. For all that
Jesus.
He is doing.
Yes.
The glory of the Lord.
Yes, God.
Has risen upon us.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise your name, oh God.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, how I love
Jesus.
Oh, how I love Jesus.
Yes.
And it's all because he first loved me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
He's a wonder in my soul. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes, God.
He's a wonder in my soul.
Yes.
Oh, God, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, my Sokodabai. Oh, I feel his presence.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I feel his presence.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Just take a moment and just soak in his presence.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Created me. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Created me a clean heart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that I might worship thee.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Create
in me, O God, a clean heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For just the opportunity to pray. We bless him this morning. Thank you all so much for joining us in this time of intercessory prayer. Thank you for calling in. We bless the name of the Lord.
Jesus.
Blessed are the pure in heart.
Hallelujah.
They shall be called the children of God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Remain pure. Stay ready. Stay in position. Be ready for your moment of exposure. Be ready for every door. Handle every moment with prayer.
Jesus.
Yes, God.
from moments you'll never get again. Hallelujah. Those moments can't recreate themselves.
Jesus.
Jesus, my God. My God. Oh, Shammai.
Jesus.
I am my soul, and never curse your own opportunity by being dissatisfied with it. Jesus. Don't allow the opportunity God gives you to be an opportunity that you're so dissatisfied with that you speak against it. But whatever God gives you, be ever so glad. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes,
and embrace the moment. Whatever God does, be glad in it. Jesus.
Yes,
my God.
Yes,
whatever he does, be grateful.
Jesus. Yes,
receive him. For every good and perfect gift comes from above.
Yes,
everything he gives is good and perfect.
You give it, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Yes. Yes, it is. God.
My God, Jesus. Don't let nobody talk you out of anything good and perfect from God because of the size of it. Amen. So go by. Because they didn't cause you to present in front of all the corporate heads. All they wanted you to do is talk to the staff team. Hallelujah. It's all right. Every good and perfect gift. Get come on.
Jesus.
Don't abort any assignment from heaven. It's a man so. Every assignment is your assignment from heaven. Amen. So, because you belong to God now.
Jesus.
When you are in his hand, every assignment you give an account to him for. Every assignment you take.
Yes,
he's
your
supervisor.
Yes.
Oh, my God, you're under his scrutiny. You're under his eye. You're under his examination. Everything you take, everything you do. Jesus, you're under the eye of God. Come on,
Jesus.
So don't let vessels in the earth cause you to mess up with it.
Jesus.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Make no mistake about it.
Jesus.
We are accountable. Arise, for your light is come. The glory
Jesus.
Of the Lord has risen among you.
Yes,
he's rising
amen.
Among you. He's rising among you, Jesus.
Jesus.
If you don't hear the sound of heaven, my
Jesus.
God, I hear it. I
Jesus.
Hear the sound of heaven this morning. It's a great
Jesus.
Rising, a great move of God. Hallelujah
Jesus.
In the earth.
Jesus.
It's a strong
Jesus.
Priestly call.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I hear
heaven.
I hear the sound of heaven.
Jesus.
I am on soul. The glory of God.
Jesus.
My God.
Yes, Jesus.
I hear
heaven.
The glory of the Lord.
Jesus. The glory of the Lord. Hallelujah.
And my glory I shall not share with another. The glory, it is his. He came on side.
Jesus.
Oh, Shammai. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
God.
Oh, God.
God, have mercy. Thank you, Lord God. Jesus. Mercy, oh, God.
God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We bless him. And we thank him. Thank you all so much for joining us this morning for this time of intercessory prayer. I pray that your day is a blessed one and that you carry the presence of God with you everywhere that you go and that you operate in excellence no matter what you do. Represent the kingdom as an ambassador. Represent him
in
integrity
in the name of Jesus.
And in honor. Represent your God. Hallelujah. God bless you. This concludes our time of intercessory prayer.
In the name of Jesus.
Go in peace, and the Spirit of the Lord be with you. God bless you.
God bless you, and God be with you.
Jesus. And also with you.